three pashas of Kishma and Pasha of Chanan, you know it's a mitzvah, the Raisa to say Kishma twice a day, Shachas Ravis. Kishma, but it's not Kishma in the morning, it's not Kishma at night. It's also minik to say Kishma Amita. My minik will be there from my father on the Shalom, is we say all three pashas Kishma Amita. But in the Machodis Paiskim, if the third Pasha is the Raisa Darbanan, Shagasai holds Pasha, the third Pasha of Kishma is only Darbanan, or the Paiskim holds also the Raisa. But Kapanan, there's three Pashas of Kishma. That is the mitzvah to say, Shach Savas. But besides the mitzvah of saying Kishma, these are also Pashas in the Torah, and there's common mitzvahs that we say in the three Pashas of Kishma. It's written in the three Pashas of Kishma. So I thought today we would learn a whistle, like in the mitzvahs that are written in the Pashas of Kishma. The first mitzvah in the Pasha of Kishma is the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in Pasha of Chanan. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Yud Zayin says this is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. That pasuk is not just a pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a mitzvah asay. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The mitzvah is, he calls it Mitzvah Achdus Hashem. The mitzvah to be Maimin as Hashem Echad. His lashon is Shnitzdevinu with Mitzvahs Nahamin Ki Hashem Yisbrach Hu Apoyel Kol Metzius, that he's the only one that was Poyel, created everything we see and continues to create everything. Everything we see is all Adai Hakol, which is the master of everything. Belishim Shittif, and he's Moisif. That part of his mitzvah is Belishim Shittif. You're not Chashom, you're not to believe that even if a person believes in the Eibushda, Chashom, you shouldn't believe that there's a Shittif, that there's someone else that besides the Kayach. The Minchas Chinuch of the Ice Bay says that to the Chiddush that Bnei Noach are muzah on this mitzvah also. They also have this mitzvah of Shema Yisrael to believe in Achdus Hashem. And he says that even though we're in the Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach, we know we have Tag Mitzvahs, Goyim only have Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So the Minchas Chinuch, since one of the Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach is Avodah Zarah, the Mosuv and Avodah Zarah, and maybe they're also Mechuyiv in this mitzvah Saseh of Shema Yisrael to believe that Hashem Echad. And according to Mechas Chinuch, since the Chinuch says part of the mitzvah is not to believe in Shittif, Goyim also muzah on Shittif. They're not allowed to believe in Shittif. What Rachman son, these Goyim believed there was a Russia, Meshugana, the place is called Yeshu, the belt is Yeshu Pandrik. He was, you know, a little history, he was born a Yid, and he was a troublemaker before Al-Kashmatzich and became such a Russia and went to the Goyim. He was always a troublemaker. He had a name, Yeshka Pandrik. Pandrik was an old Yiddish word meaning Shaita Meshugana. That was his nickname. Yeah, Yeshka Pandrik, the troublemaker, Yeshka. And that name remained.
That's
where Yeshka comes from. But used to refer to him and later the Tzaras he caused. And the Tzaras he caused was more. But if they have any shittuch and look at him like if it's a kayach, Okay. Anyway, according to the Mechas Chinuch, he's saying that the Mechas Chinuch is saying that that goyim also moves in this mitzvah because it's a mitzvah of Zarah. To me, the chiddush is the pasuk is b'fer Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. I was saying this pasuk with Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah goyim. Who might say it's like the Mechas Chinuch? Even though it says Shema Yisrael, that's what it says in the pasuk. The mitzvah is ongoing also. They have to believe Hashem Echad. Believe Shem Shittif. That would be yeah. I think so. I mean, what's the difference between this mitzvah? This is Achdus Hashem and what's the Neichi? Right. I'm not sure. Achar Neichi for sure is one of the tag mitzvahs. One of the
mitzvahs. Oh yeah. Because
the Chinuch just says that the Mitzvah Tafshid, this is number 417 from the Tayag Mitzvah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, the Mitzvah of Achdus Hashem, and the Mechas Chinuch says this Mitzvah goes on Goyim also. And part of the Mitzvah is not to believe in Shittif, it's just Hashem Echad. And this Sechari is not like Ramah. The Ramah and Erechayim, it's Mekuf Nimbav, brings down Shittif HaToysis and Sanhedrin of Samachim Ovei, the Toysis Sechari is saying, that Bnei Noach are not Muzan Shittif. Yidin would be Muzan Shittif, but Bnei Noach are not Muzan Shittif. Because Taisa says that Bizman of there, it's mutu to be Goyim, a Goy to make a Shvuah. And even though you know when you make a megashvua, ebet nachin a shvua, nomen from yeshiva vandrig, and the chayyur, you're making them be oibeshitav. So Tosfos, you're not even lifnei iva. The reason is because goyim are not muzan shitav. He says when lifnei even leket, when they're not who's your kach, when they're not muzan on shitav. So Tosfos, then this is the whole lashon of Tosfos. You have to see it. It's a little bit shver. You have to understand the lashon of Tosfos. But Pashtus, Tosfos is saying that there's no issa shita for goyim, that they have to believe, as long as they believe in the Eivishter, they want to go believe in Azam HaShagat, and then different Kayach HaShashon, they're not over that. But the Mechassin is not saying like that, but Behemes, the Hagayis and Kreiga, and the Goyim from Seifa, on the side of Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim, in Kufnum Rav, they bring down from Achreinim, from the Sheva Kain and the Shem Shushu's Milk Stoker, that they say Tosfos doesn't mean that goyim are not mitzvah on shita. They say that Tosfos also holds goyim are also to believe in shittah. All Tosfos is saying is they're not muzah to make a shvua on shittah. So this is very stressful for me to understand. What does that mean? They're muzah, they're not allowed to believe in shittah, but they're allowed to make a shvua. They're allowed to make a shvua in the Mishagaz and the Ashkenazic, but they're not allowed to believe in it. L'chayu, when you're making them make a shvua, you're making them just believe in it. At that moment,
even before, you're not being going anything more.
That's what they mean. That's what they're trying to mean.
You're not being going. This is a disaster.
Yeah, everything. But you're making them a pile.
There's definitely Messiah then.
I was thinking that maybe it can find that even the goyim, when the ones that have this from Shigas, but they don't really. I don't think they really think of him as a Bal Koyach. They can think of him as a Navi Sheker, Achman's son. They can think of him as a Shkarim of a Meifsim, the orangutan of Meifsim that never happened. But maybe they don't think of him as a real Bal Koyach. So maybe that's why there's no sheet of that. But Akoponim, this is the Shainon Paiskim. The Goyim and Muzan and sheet of Nachem. It's totally in how you learn this place since it hasn't been feeling long days. Then the Mishnah Chinuch says in the next mitzvah, Tzav Yuches, the mitzvah of Abbas Hashem, in the next pasuk, Yachta Hashem, and Lekech, Yachta Hashem, and Lekech, B'chol Rav, B'chol Nafsh, Chom Yidecha, the mitzvah to be Oyev Hashem, Tzav Yuches, the mitzvah of that mitzvah is not on Goyim. But that talk of Nachon Hashem, it's not on Goyim. Because it's far before, that since the Muzan of Eid Zor, meaning the Muzan, they have to believe Hashem Echod, they have the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, but they don't have the mitzvah of Abbas Hashem. Abbas Hashem is not telling them about the Zohar. Abbas Hashem is a separate mitzvah which was only given to Yidden, not the Goyim. So that's also something in the Chassanah Sfar. The Goyim are Muzza in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael to believe Hashem Echad, but they're not Muzza in the Hafta Hashem Echad. They don't have the mitzvah of Abbas Hashem. In this next mitzvah of Abbas Hashem, of Hafta Hashem Echad, the Chinuch explains the mitzvah is Sheyach believe by Tomid, he should Tomid constantly. The person has to constantly be mired in his heart. He calls everything in the world. The Oishuban b'Kovid. Whatever person loves, the person has love. Some people love money. Some people love their children. Some people love Kovid. That's the next example. People have a blue Kovid. They enjoy Kovid. They love Kovid. But it should be Hakol Ka'ayim ve'Efes v'Toyu k'neged Avasai Baruch Hu. It should be the Avas Hashem is so much that everything else is nothing. Only other avos are a bottle of mavutal. It's nothing. That's what avos Hashem has to be. And he's moisiv. Actually, he rega echa b'yom b'layim. There should not be one moment of day or night by kitzay when he's awake. He does say it in the word when he's awake. Shalei he zeicha avos atenem b'chalibad. He doesn't remember his avos Hashem with his whole heart. L'chay what he says by kitzay when he's awake, because when a person's sleeping, he's not in control of what he's thinking, what he's dreaming. Then he's part of it. Because when he's awake, he's mechuyev constantly to think about Avos Hashem Yisbarach. So my first question on this was, what about when a person's learning? If it's a halachah mitzvah sugya, he's going to have boy b'shama and tzubis, he's learning a shvar sugya, daf yavei, the thing that I'm telling. And how is he supposed to, well, that's in yeshiva, I don't know what you're doing now. But how is he supposed to think about Avos Hashem? You know, a chach vegin a sugya. So teretz, that's a chayor you could say, a kosha teretz, what's the Zohar Kodesh? The Zohar Kodesh says, kutshu b'yuchav ha'reis ha'chadu. The Eibishter the Torah is one. And the Baal Tani explains that the Indian is because the Torah is Chochmas Hashem. It's Chochmas Hashem is the Torah. Is eight Torah for Chochmas Hashem. For Shleitzer, there's no end, it's infinite, there's no end to Chochmas Hashem. Torah says there's no end to Torah either. As much as you learn, there's always new Chedusha, more and more and more. It's Taka Chochmas Hashem, and there's no end to it. But for Atom Pardis, there's no end to Torah, there's no end to. So the Torah itself is Chochmas Hashem. So a person is learning a traffic in Eibishter. He's thinking about the Sugya Mishnah Mechsim, but he's thinking about the Eibishter. There's another Shibbol Tanya where he explains that the rest of the Bekas a person can have, the biggest Bekas that you don't find in the Magashmi of something being Dovet, being attached to something, is when a person learns Torah, the way he's Dovet to the Eibishter. Because in Ulma Gashmi, he gives an example, the biggest Bekas you could have is, let's say, you have a marble or a round little ball, and you surround it completely with another ball, and it's completely connected. So the inside ball is completely touching the outside ball. You can't have a bigger Bekas than that in the Ulma Gashmi. But look at Tanya, this part of the inside ball is touching this part of the outside ball, but it's not touching every other part. And every single part is only touching one part, but you can never have a Metzius where every part is touching every other part. Mashenkim, when a person is Torah and he has Chachmas Hashem in his mind, his mind is Mekusha, every part of his Seichel at that moment is Mekusha with every other part of the Torah. It's a deep book, it's a connection that you can never have in the Magashmi. So it's the biggest Vegas Hashem. So in Chari, you can be Yates to Avas Hashem when a person is learning. But still, this is Shver. What about when a person is Isaac in Lashon Panasa? He can't think about it. Most people, as they say, was able to think about two things at once, but most people, if they were being Isaac in their Panasa, they're thinking about something, they can't think about Avas Hashem. How are we making this mitzvah? What the Chinuch says, it should not be one reggae, Echab Yem Belayla, that he's not thinking about Avas Hashem. Or even a person is relaxing, a person for the Shmatim is not Hashem, he has to take care of his health, and he has to relax, or whatever, whatever he's relaxing with, he's not thinking about Avas Hashem. What happens to this mitzvah? Well, I was thinking over here, I think the key word is, if you look in the Chinuch again, the Chinuch says, I think the key word is Zeich, you should not remember. So that a person doesn't mean you have to be thinking about it. You have to remember that any time in the middle of work, when he's learning, you ask him, you have Avas Hashem? Of course he has Avas Hashem. He never forgot it. He always remembers it. It's always there on the tip of his consciousness. That's a chayyid. You don't have to be poil in the chiddush. I don't want to pass him, but the person doesn't have to be poil think about Avas Hashem every moment. He's it's the fact that he never forgot it. Maybe we could say that. The Michas Chinuch says right at the end of this mitzvah. He says, "Habei Michu b'zeh b'sifri Musa." The Sifri Musa speak about on the inyan of Avas Hashem. There is a whole chayyid and chesed host about it. But Ashrei Zeichel Kaim Mitzvah, and he ends up with beautiful words. Ashrei, lucky is the person Zeichel Kaim Mitzvah. Right in that pasuk, the pasuk says, "Rak Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nashcha b'chol midach." A person is mechuyev to love the Eibishter with his whole heart, b'chol nashcha with his life, and b'chol midach with all his money. Pasuk Taisha pasuk is a person b'chol nashcha he has to give up his life for Avas Hashem, but b'chol midach is he has to give up all his money for Avas Hashem. It's a famous gemara in Brachas that some chacham from Merah, everybody knows. And Rashi brings down the nema b'chol nashcha lo menem b'chol midach. The Torah says already you have to give up your life. So what does it have to bother tell me? I have to give up my money? It's a kavach chaim. I have to give up my life. Koshkin, you have to give him my money for Avas Hashem. So the famous my answer is, Yeshecha Adam, Shemayni Chavala Magufay. There are people that, believe it or not, there are people that care more about their money than their life. Like, they don't mind giving up their life, but they can't give up their money. Their money means more to them. And on those people, the Torah is saying, they have to give up their money also. Everybody knows this Gemara, but really, if you look in the Gemara really asks both ways. This is Hakash Kapella. The Gemara asks, it says already you have to give your life, why does it have to say you have to give your money? If it says already you have to give all your money, why does it say you have to give up your life? What's the second kasha? The Gemara didn't know yet that there's such a thing as a person who loves his money more than his life. What was the Gemara's second kasha? If it says already, why does it say b'chol nafshecha? And then the Gemara answers both ways. If you have a person that loves his mama, she loves his life more than his money, that's to them it's a b'chol nafshecha. If a person loves his money more than his life. What was the Gemara's kasha both ways in the beginning? That the Gemara didn't know that there was such a person that likes his money more than his life. How did the Gemara answer both ways? So that's why I'm thinking that Ben Mr. Gemara's kashas weren't really kashas. It was an old derech, Shango Tshuva, to be mazbed in it. The Gemara wants to explain this pasuk, b'chol levav b'chol nafshecha meidecha, that you should know that there's two types of people. There's some people that care about the nefesh, the life, more than the money, and those people, the Torah says b'chol nafshecha, and some people care about the money more than the life, and then it says b'chol meidecha. It's like going both ways. in the Yeni Ashas from the Beis Bengal, it's in Santa Place, in Shabbos stuff in Beis Amal Aleph, the Bimaskal Bishvil, he says, Zeyashin Ha'ara, he is a Kashra. In the first Pasuk Pasha of Kishma, we have to, it says, V'chol Levavcha V'chol Nashcha Miyadecha. Your whole heart, your whole life, and all your money. But the second Pasha of Ahayim Shemar Tishmu, the Pasuk just says, V'chol Levavchem V'chol Nashchem. It doesn't say B'chol Miyadechem. It just says that you have to give up your whole heart and your life. It doesn't mention B'chol Miyadechem, your money.
It's only Yechidim that would give up their life
and
their money, but
Tzibah
won't find it.
Okay? Tzibah already, I'll be writing out the Malamansh.
It's not a bit there.
Oh, you heard the question?
He
says a different teretz. He says a teretz, B'shem Rab Gold of the Tzadik. B'shem Rab Gold of the Tzadik, a different teretz. It's similar, but a little different. He says the first parsha is written Moshe Yochid on Yechidim. The second parsha is written Blashen Rabim on Klai Yisrael. It says, by Klai Yisrael, to give up the whole money of Klai Yisrael, that already would be Kanafsham. That would be giving up their life.
Okay,
so just say both. No, it just says B'chol and that includes obviously giving up all your money, which will be giving up their lives also. So what's Pshat in this teretz? What's he saying? I think he's saying like this. When a Yochid has to give up his whole money, he's not giving up his life, he's not going to die from hunger. He'll take some kupat stock, all the yidim be mefanasim. He's not giving him his life. But if Klai Yisrael has to give away every penny they have, that would be everyone would die of hunger. There'd be no kupat stock. There would no one be support. Go rely on Obama. Go rely on Goyim. But we can't rely on Goyim. That's the Sarah, I think he's saying that by the rabbin, the b'chol nafshon includes giving up all your money because by a rabbin giving up your money is giving up your life. I think that's what he's saying. In this din of B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Miyadecha, the famous Ramah in Erechayim Hilchos Lulus in the Tafish Nevoah Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, Mishim Vayesig, Vaysham Mitzvah, as you see, Gather talks about Vayesig towards the end of Erechayim, but really applies to any mitzvah. If a person doesn't have an Esrig, Ain Tzoch Vazel Nechayim Rav, he has to buy, part of when the Torah was Mitzvah, gave us a mitzvah to take and move an Esrig, to put on Tzvillin, and part of that Chiyib was go buy Tzvillin, go buy a Sukkah, go buy an Esrig. That's part of the Chiyib. But there's a limit. You don't have to give away all your money. The Chazal says you don't have to give more than a tenth of mitzvah. Say even for mitzvah veris, the whole sukkah is going to go by. You won't have a little of an esrog. He's not mechuyav to give away more than a tenth. But by loisa say, you think koma money could shiava. Then he has to give away all his money before he's over. And the mokia is a rashi and a raivin. It's vishenim. Vishenim say this chiddush. Now the first din that for mitzvah say a person doesn't have to give more than a tenth is. Again, it's from Yishayim that they learned it out the way the Ramah says. They learned it out from the din of Vazai Vazai Smechemish. But Bamas always had a question on this. The Hamavazai Vazai Smechemish is the Tanus Usha and Ksubas Afnun Malal, referring to Tzaka. By Tzaka, the Gemara says, you don't have to give more than a fifth. You shouldn't give more than a fifth. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed explains that the reason is, Shanoi Ani. The person's going to overdo Tzaka, he'll himself become an Ani, and he's not really helping. It's even that much he himself becomes a nitzuch. But the Chavetz Chaim says, let's say a person is oishim muflig. A person has enough money that b'derecha teb, he can give more than a fifth. Nothing's going to happen to him. He won't become poor. He takes allowed to give more than a fifth. If this is $100 million, you don't say he's not allowed to give $30 million to more than a fifth. He's only give $20 million. If he gives $30 million, he keeps $70 million for himself. Nothing's going to happen to him. If he gives $40 million, he keeps $60 million also. Even if he gives half his money, nothing's going to happen to him. For him, his children. If b'derecha teb, he's not going to become poor, you're allowed to give more than a fifth. But the etzim din is, I guess, most people that b'derecha teb, if they over the tzedakah, they'll become poor themselves. That's the din of Mbaza Yiraza Es Mechemish. But this din is by tzedakah. And tzedakah, b'em, is the chayr b'deraisa has no shir. The belt says ma'isa. I always had a question that also, where does ma'isa come from? I know where it comes from. It comes from Avram Avinu, the Pesach of Avram Avinu. Right, Ram Shem Shir. But if you take out Shulchan Aruch, your day, at the end of your day, you look at Nechut Tzaka, to me, the Mechaber Amor, all they say, they talk about a Chemish. They say a person is Mechir to give a fifth. It makes $1,000. He doesn't have to just give a ma'isa. He's not supposed to give $200 to Tzaka. And it doesn't mention anywhere in Pesachim that you need a ma'isa. All you see in Pesachim is the number Chemish. Famous ma'isa is the Mechaber that he once was Mekel on a Chemish, and then right away he lost a certain Keli, and he made a Cheshbin, and it was exactly what the Chemish he was supposed to give, and he realized that he should have been Mekel with that. The Chemish is the Chiyib. But a Kaponin, a Chazal came and said, you shouldn't give more than a Chemish, that's by Tzedakah, which has no Shia.
But another mitzvah which had the shia, the Torah told me to take an esek. And Nichlal and that mitzvah was by an esek. There's no shia. How could Chazal come? How could the Rishonim come and compare it? Right.
It's not only
about Yotzbuch,
I'm just saying it's a
shit.
It's a shit, you're not like you're moving.
No, I'm saying
Minatayu.
It's
not only about Yotzbuch,
it's
right,
it's
you don't have to give.
Minatayu, there's no shit to stuck on fire.
Correct, it's called
myself,
why I don't know. But it says
only about Yotzbuch, it's Yotzbuch. But how can you compare it to mitzvahs, which is the chiyuv, the chayuv, before Chazal came along with Amvaz al Yavaz? The Torah told me to take an esek and mechiyuv to spend all my money on an esek.
Okay.
So how could you say just because Chazal said by stock you shouldn't spend more than a tenth of stock, how could you shame say the same
when
thing
you
by omer?
The tenth is not as if, what do you mean where is the tenth not as if by stock the tenth is
not there either.
Not there either.
How can you show just because Chazal said the Amvaza Yavaza Yishim Chemish and Stoker, how can you go now from there to pat yourself a Mechiyah the Reis?
We told you to spend
all your money, right? It's a bit so schwer. Chazal, if they wanted to, they could be the Gemara says Yibamis of Tzag Umaralf. Yishkech v'yachcham ha'adav min ha'ter. Chazal v'koyach, v'koyach to be oikadav min ha'ter b'shev al tasa. They could tell a person, don't do a mitzvah b'shev al tasa. It's passive. It's not doing nabukum basay. They can't tell you. Chazal do nabukoyach to go tell someone to be oivin abeira with a maisa. But b'shev al tasa, Chazal could tell you, don't do a mitzvah. But that's only where we find that Chazal did it. It's a handful of times where Chazal, this is not one of them. The Rishonim are the ones that are saying it. That the same way they said stock, don't give more than a fifth, the same way another mitzvah, don't take an esek, don't buy tefillin, go ahead, miss it completely. How could Chazal do that? But that's the way the Rishonim are learning that when they made this takana on stock, they made this takana on all mitzvahs. And I think the Yisrael is with this Gemara and Yibamis. A friend of mine here in town, Biak Yitzchak Wolgland, that once asked me a kasha, that by loisa say, and that would explain also what's pshat, what by loisa say, why you don't have to. By loisa you have to give away all your money. What's takav pshat? What's the difference between that and loisa say? Says the chiluk is that the bittul asay who be meniyah melakayim, the ain arisa shem maisa neger rotsa neshem yisparach. Hashem came below the same yava. The Mishnah makes like a Muslim at the head that by if you don't do a mitzvah, say it's not as big a merida as doing a loisah say. Which is undoing, you go do it. It's a bigger merida. It's like by Chazal the Natsi, but by Bittul Asay, which is he's not doing a ma'aseh negar on Hashem's baruch. That's where Chazal said Hamvaza Yavazis Machemish. That's where the Mishnah was. But I don't know. To me, I didn't understand it that well. The mice that's also married are not doing the Ratzon of Hashem, and the Chazal said, don't do it. What's the Chalik Sinat saying and Loisa say? So that's what I was thinking. The Chalik is like this. The Chazal only had the Kayach by an Asay. Chazal only had the Kayach to say it by an Asay because Yesh Kayach by Yacham, Lakadav Menatayah. Lakadav Menatayah. But the next question is then really the Chalik should not be between an Asay and a Loisa say. The Chalik should be by Sheval Tatsa and Kumba Asay. There are some mitzvahs Asay that you're able to miss Asay, but Kumba Asay. So those you should have to spend all your money on. And there are loisa says that was Sheva Tasa. So maybe on a loisa with Sheva Tasa, it should be Koyach B'Yachacham to say, don't spend more than a fifth. I'll give you some examples in a minute. And then I found that some Sefer says this. That some Sefer in Hagoya, in the Erechaim, on Tzofesh Nimbo, he says this chilek. He says, Mamash says these words. He says, Afin Yisaiti, Lava Mitzvah Sasei B'Loisa Sei Talim Bilsa. The chilek is not an Asei and Loisa Sei. Elo Oy Kumba Avo Oy Sheva Tasa. The difference is whether it's a kumba avor, positive action, a sheva tasa, or it's not doing anything. Asher alken, he gives an example, lechol peir shvius, to eat peir shvius in the oifen of issa, af mish eni el asay, to eat peir shvius in the oifen of issa, is only this asay. The chen tam kikka, or to eat something which had some trace that fell into it, and it was tam kikka, which he says, sheni el asay l'chadeh, there's one day a person holds only mis asay. Mikom akayim, eating koshon levin layava. On these mitzvahs asay, you have to give away all your money. You can't say it's mitzvah asay.
What? Even
though
it's
Mr. Bruce. Right, okay.
Yeah, but
Mr. Bruce said, but I have to, the opposite.
It's not the question to be saying, because if you an ayus. That's poshpshat. They make you into an ayus by making it possible. We must be not allowed to carry a lulav. We're not allowed to.
Oh, yes, Rav Yechon Mar. If they had a reason, they felt that people should not become an ani. But they have that koyach only b'shevat asa. Let me just finish off some sefer. Some sefer for a hepdach. Eilo hoitzi kol memoyne shung evi yom edeng oitzi tzir min ha-boika. It's lav in the Torah not to leave over kachrim until the morning of the day. The rest day is supposed to be there. Let's say a person had a kavod shlomim and he didn't finish eating it, and then he was getting on a plane in a face to go back home, and then he realized, oh, if he doesn't run back, he's going to be over noisa. That kachrim is going to stay there until the morning. That kachrim has to be eaten before the morning. And let's say it will cost them more than a chemish min achasav to go all the way back to Yishalayim to go finish it. He's takapata. Because even though he's ever loisa say, and a loisa say you're supposed to give away all your money, so some say for a loisa say, which is sheva tafsi, you're not mechiv to give away your money. Any loisa say, which is sheva tafsi, you're not mechiv to spend more than a chemish. Afishu loisa say, mikomachim, kemish shenim mikum avo, any tzach loisa come a money, kenin of inu yisaiti. So some say for them, it says this chalak. And I think the chiluk is because it's based on Yeshiva Chomach, the Minatayah, the Sheva Tasa. And the Sheva Tasa is not totally an Aseya of Loisa Say. It's totally if it's the Sheva Tasa, if it's passive, then the Chazal had such a kayach.
Can you tell if it's possible to spend more than a chomach? Let's say a person wants to spend more than a
chomach. Oh, and he's a person who'd be coming on. Yet, and I want to.
What's the difference? Yeah, but he wants to.
I mean, the Chazal said, "The person is not a chesed coming on." I want to say also the reason why Chazal made this takana, "Vaza yivazah yivazah mechemish," and the person who coming on, let's not forget the Gemara Erevin says that ani yismavi other madaiti v'das kainay. You're talking going to have to find this one mitzvah, but if it's going to be mavi other madaiti v'das kainay, you're not in the long run, you become v'dishegus from the whole thing. The Rashi and Pasha Yeitz and Pasha Shemoy says that Anis Kemes, Anis is Nishkan Ayf Bezach. Don't forget, Anis Chashu Kemes, Rashi says in Chumash twice. So Meir Chazal made this takana, but even though this takana of all these reasons, Anis Mavi Odom Adayte, but that's kind of become a Shegis, become a Shugaman, Anis Chashu Kemes, so this actually applies to what I'd like to say also. Teretz is, but Chazal had no kayach to do that. They can't go to a person. Oh, the famous Bar Tanya by Refuah. Oh, if he does it for Schus Refuah, isn't that what he says? And he gives a Tshuva. I know it's in Yigas
Tshuva.
He gives a mushroom over there that if a person is sick, and the only way he can save his life and get medicine from the drugstore, from the pharmacy, and that's his mushal, and it will cost more than a chemish from the chasam, and it will become an ani from it. There's no such thing. You tell the guy, no, you're not become poor, you're not. He wants to save his life. It's like the Bar Tanya Koshkin is neshama, he wants to save his neshama. Yeah.
If you hold it's not possible.
Yeah.
It's not so possible. Because
yes, could be the pshat that they make you. And also, if it's Mavi Odom Adayt, that's kind of, you're talking to the Tshuva on this but you're over there in a Shegis for them. Mavi Odom
Adayt,
if he doesn't do it. It brings listeners, so he'll be a big neighbor. So I started before to mention, I think I mentioned this once before also, my friend Biaki is a woman, that's my kasha, he's a lot of time with Samar Zamriyachi, you know, let's stand by unless someone dies. And that's a loisa say. So the loisa say, you have to give all your money. So he said, what's Peshawar? The Mashon knocks on my door, and he comes, and someone's dying, and he must have $40,000 in operation. Mashon, let's Samar Zamriyachi, the loisa say, you have to give away all your money, finished. No, even more than a chay, Mashon, let's Samar Zamriyachi, what's the heta? What's the sum today? Oh, so I was thinking with this parrot, that with this Chumsefer, yeah, that's what I wanted to say, yeah. It's not a loisa to say, but it's a loisa to say with Sheva Tatsa. That's like, and a loisa to Sheva Tatsa, we have back the din of Vazal Yavazal Yisum HaChemish. It's still a loisa to give up to a chemish. Still not helping that much. If the guy needs $100,000, still got to give up to a chemish, from your money, what you have. A chemish of what you have. But I think the real parrot is that when a person is collecting, really, the chiv is on everyone to help him out. And yet, mechiv, some of them reach is on everyone. We all have to help him out and not let this person die. And everyone has to give kafi chalka, kafi ashrei, according to his wealth, according to his chel. And echnami, if it be mamish right now and no one's helping him out, and you see a guy, you gotta give it. Like some of them reach and panic. You can't get out of it. You have to give all your money and finish. Some of them reach, you can't be able to say, except, except maybe quoting some sefer. It still remains on the Shevat Hatsa and the Mvazay Vaz Mismachem. Maybe you can, you have to die. But you have to give a fifth, at least you have to give at least a fifth. It's a different kasha on the Surma. The Surma says that on Lois to say you have to give away all your money. All your money. In fact, Tetzvimimah, the Pasuk says, B'chol Nafshech B'chol Midech, it's all one Pasuk. B'chol Nafshech giving away your life does not apply to every Lois to say. It's B'chol Nafshech we know is only in the Gimel Chamur. It's a bit deserved, Gil Arech, Shechatam, a person from Lois to Nafish. Every other Lois to say, a person does not give up his life. You might, a person is kuch nefesh, you mechiv tibuch on Shabbos, you mechiv tibuch on Yom Kippur, you mechiv to do every to for the kuch nefesh. Chol nefesh does not apply to every, this pasuk is not talking about every mitzvah. Obviously, this pasuk is only talking about vizogin or ice chips films. If so, v'chol meidecha also. It's only going on the effective theme of Chol Meidecha is also showing you going on the same pasuk, only on the Zogin or Shusha Thumbs. How do you know you have to give away all your money for any other life to say? It's all one pasuk. Just like Chol Nafshech only goes on the Gimel Chamuris, the same way Chol Meidecha is only going on the Gimel Chamuris. So and he buys Sirchin. Can you imagine the figure of Sirchin in this Kasha? And I was thinking, yeah, I could see what's trying to say. I think it's very partial. And the text is really, this pasuk is going on all mitzvahs. On all mitzvahs, I say and like to say, Chazal came along and took away the mitzvah. Say you don't have to give away all your money, and all like to say remains. And every like to say, the 365 Shin Samachai like to say is this pasuk is going on. You have to give up your life and you have to give up your money. Now, but then we have another pasuk, the Gemara in Yuma that Peheirabez Zashin Samachai Behem Lo Shiyamos Behem that comes and takes away and says that no, you don't give up your life for all mitzvahs except for Gimel Chamuray. So that pasuk v'chay behem is coming to either be memayit or to qualify what the pasuk of v'chol nafshech meant, but that pasuk v'chay behem doesn't change what v'chol meidecha meant. So again, the first pasuk of v'chol nafshech meidecha is only going on all the licenses entire, all the mitzvahs entire, and came along v'chay behem and took away the v'chol nafshech of everything except for the gimel chamuris, but it remains v'chol meidecha remains in all the other mitzvahs. Okay, that's the discussion. Okay, right in Pasha's Kishma, we have the next pasuk is Vishnatum Venecha, the Gibat the Bum, Shitra Vesach, Master Vedech, Shukhakamecha. And then the next Pasha, the Lima Tamasan Svenechem. These are the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. We already spoke about some sugis in Talmud Torah in previous year. It's, if you look at the Sefer, from the sugis, it's Shiyat Ches, and then Shiyat Sarag Beis, and which I'm going to go to more sugis, but not today. But also in that pasuk of Divat the bomb, Shach B'Kmecha, is the mitzvah of Kishma Shach Sa'avis. It's the mitzvah of Saint Kishma. The Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah say, counts it as one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shach B'Kmecha, of Saint Kishma Shach and Kishma Sha'avis, is all one mitzvah. And the Chinuch is Nimshachif, the Rambam, and the Chinuch also counts it as one mitzvah, Tag Mitzvah. The Ramban is Chaylach. The Ramban, in the end of Sher Shiral, in the Shrashim of Sefer Mitzvah, and in the end of the Sefer, is Chaylach, and he counts it as two mitzvahs. He's a two separate, he has a different cheshbon of tag mitzvahs, and he says these are two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kishma Shachas and the mitzvah of Kishma of Abbas. So I was just thinking in Erchaim, in Shechonach, in Samach, the same as Halacha, it says, it's Machoidus and Shas, with the mitzvah of Sikhas Kabbana. If you just do a mitzvah, but you're not Machavin, Moshe Mitzvah, if you eat it, and we pass it, you should be Choshish, you should be Machmech, and the mitzvah of Sikhas Kabbana. So it would come out that according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, when you say Kishma, you should just stop a minute before you learn Kishma. You say, you should think, Hashem Mitzvah Kishma. But according to the Ramban, you should be Mechav and Hashem Mitzvah Kishma Shal Avis, or Hashem Mitzvah Kishma Shal Shachris. You should be a little more Mitzvah. You have to think about which Mitzvah you're doing. I was thinking the same thing by the Mitzvah of Tzichir Tzitzis Mitzrayim. It also says that the Sturm tell you Stam, they give instructions, you should be Mechav
The same thing with Mitzvah Tefillin. I was thinking, people say in the Shem Yichud, you say it, you think the Shem is Tefillin, but maybe you should be Mepharad and think the Shem is Tefillin Shayad, and then think the Shem is Tefillin Shayresh, and accept the Mitzvah. I saw in the Sefer from a Rashiva, it was Mitzvah in Bnei Brak, Sefer Michot Yosef, on the Mitzvah Chinuch, that he says, according to the Rambam in the Chinuch, that Mitzvah Kishma Shashachas and Mitzvah Kishma Abbas is all one Mitzvah. What would happen if a person said Kishma Shashachas at night, he dav Meir, and he missed Kishma, he missed my Kishma in the morning, Chas Shalom. Does it come out that he wasn't Yetzah Kishma at all? It's all one mitzvah. He's claiming it's all one mitzvah, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kishma Vavis. It's all one mitzvah. The mitzvah is say Kishma at night and in the day. If you said it at night, but you didn't say it in the day, you weren't Yetzah at all?
Who claims?
It's the safer, Michlis Yosef. He's a Rosh Hashiva in Iraq. You have to say, you have to, each one is seven mitzvah. You missed one mitzvah, do the next mitzvah. But he's telling, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, so what mitzvah are they telling each other?
They
count it as one mitzvah and tag mitzvah. No.
No, because the word says by Lulu, if the Martin says
that. Yeah, I was thinking to me right that.
There's
a Mishnayis and Mishnayis in the office, that of Zion and Vaitan, Pegah Kamzaba, Pegah Kamzaba, you have a lot of Mishnayis of what's Martin says and what's not Martin says. The fact that it doesn't count this is maybe a shtickle raya that's not Martin says that, but faket, maybe it's a whole different Muslim. Chenus and Lava, Chenus and Lava are two separate things, that's what the Mishnah talks about, Martin says that and that. But this is all one mitzvah. For sure, it should be Makkah says that. Maybe some questions Makkah says that.
I think
Lulu
Betsy's
not counted
as a fool, no? I'm not sure.
Okay. He's going to believe it. I just want to say that, I'm not saying Allah, but I'm just saying that when you say Krishna, there's a list of five things which should be Mechavan. First of all, should be Mechavan, Hashem, it says Krishna. You take a moment before you say Krishna and think, Hashem, you're not going to talk. But think Hashem, it's Krishna. Maybe you should take a thing. Hashem, it's Krishna, Shashakras. The next thing is the Pesachim say is Pesha Minus is Ma'akiv by Kishim. You have to be Mechavish. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad. Hekla Yisrael, the Hashem is in the Ebeshla, Hashem is Echad. Ein Yichudik Moisla is one Ebeshla. You have to think Pesha Minus. The third, what's brought down in Pesachim is, and this is only a cloud by all brachas, whenever you say the Shema Adenus, Shema Yisrael Hashem, but the Shem Aleph Dalad Nud, when you hear the Shem Adonus, you should be mechaben hoya hoya. The Ebishter always was, is, and always will be. It's something that a person really can't be masik, but just those words, hoya hoya v'yeh. And a person says, then lakenu, he should be mechaben kol yachol. And a person says, again, Hashem, he should be mechaben hoya v'yeh. Maybe it's even good to think over the pasuk twice. First, touch the pasuk in your mind with Pshut Deshamekra, and then touch the pasuk in your mind, Shema Yisrael, hoya hoya v'yeh, kol yachol hoya v'yeh, Hashem echad. And by echad, you should be mechaben. We know by the Ches, the Zayin Mekia, right, and this world, and Zayin Mekia, and Dalet is Dalet B'chis Toyim. Then I was always thinking, this Indian of being Mechavim, whenever you say Shema Adonus, to be Mechavim every year, and whenever you say Onokenu Kol Yochel, goes on old brachas, I always felt like somebody should teach in Chedek, because if you train a little kid to do it, he'll do it his whole life. They put it in the dose of them, but it's a little hard to do it later in life, but you have to try. Then there's a chiddush in the Behetiv, which I don't know his mark of, but the Behetiv says, by Baruch Shem Kvim Bechus Yom Ve, you also have to be Mechavim Pesh Minas. Pesh Minas Ma'akiv, the same way it's Ma'akiv in Shema Yisrael, when you say Baruch Shem Kvim Bechus Yom Ve, you have to be Mechavim, what that means. And I always had a kasha, what does those words mean? I never knew what does Shem Kvim Bechus Yom Ve mean? Baruch Kebench is the name of the honor of his kingdom. What is the name of the honor of his kingdom? What is the name? The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, I mean, what are we mechav? What are you supposed to be mechav in Baruch Shem Kvod Mechus? I never understood this. I'm going around for years with discussion. Then I once found, it was years ago, and I forgot where it is, but in Moshe Shtembach, one of his farm, he has discussion.
He says, what do those words mean? Everyone says, Baruch Shein Kavod Mechusah Nomber, but what is Shein Kavod Mechusah? What is the name of the honor of his kingdom? The Teretz is, I mean, just you mechaven the Peish Amilus, that when you say, Baruch Shein Kavod Mechusah Nomber, you mechaven the Peish Amilus. I saw a chiddush from the B'Shem the Chazon Ish, and Maisa Ish, the Chazon Ish said that all these kavanas by Krishna, really mechavish, you mechaven while you say it. It's a little bit harder, you mechaven before, the Chazon Ish says, you mechaven after. The sound after you say kiddush you mechavim, because after you say it, you're touching in your mind. That's called kavan also. Before the second pasuk, Krishna says in the Sturm, that you should be mechavim the nevi schava einish. That's what the Sturm talk about. That it's fun schava einish in the Eibushna. You should be in little hefzik of time between the two pasuks, between each pasuk. Just make it real quick. Then the next mitzvah in the Pasha Krishna is mitzvah tefillin. We learned Baruch Hashem a few sugyas already of tefillin in the past. Just want to say one other horror, something that I think I've noticed a lot of people don't do. But when you put on a tefillin shayad, people make a bracha, they put on a tefillin shayad, they make this seven krichas, then they wrap it around their hand, and they go straight to the shorosh. They don't always tuck it in. I notice people don't tuck it in. My father, Moshe, he taught me, he said, before, when you finish putting on the shalyad, even though you're not finishing the krichas on your hand, you're just wrapping it around, he says you do have to tuck it in. Because you have to make a kshira. You're supposed to finish the kshatim loisayadcha. You have to make a kshira. It's not a kshira. Just wrapping around is not a knot. If you take it and you tuck it in, then you make a kshira. Then you put on the shalraish, and you do the shalraish, and then you untuck it, you take it out, and then you finish the fingers. But if you just wrap it around, that's not a kesha. You have to tuck it, you know what I mean? You have to tuck it in. You have to make a full chin. Make sure you do the tefillin shayad. You finish it before you punch on the rest. He didn't even do seven krichas.
No.
But did he tuck
it? Well, because it's brought down. Right.
Okay. Did he tuck it in? Did he tuck it in?
If I remember correctly, he did one.
Yeah.
I can't tell you if it's
tucked in. It's a lot harder. By the way, it's going to be very long.
It's long. It's long. It was full up. You're not going to touch it.
Maybe.
It's seven
creases. It might hold. Yeah. So you know, God, I remember years ago, a friend of mine asked Rabbi Katz, we had a brother here in Lakewood, and he asked him, so Moshe, what's the mock of his seven creases? And he came back, and Moshe said, Allah, Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. It's not a Gemara anywhere that we know of, but someone asked Mr. Schroeder, they asked him how many times, what's the mocha for seven times? What's the mocha? And he said this, it's how much we've seen, meaning it's the Reisa. Okay, and then the next mitzvah is the mitzvah of. We had the mitzvah of tzitzis, which we had already, Baruch Hashem, we went through sugyas of tzitzis in the past. I just wanted to mention, a lot of sturm, I think, say, and a lot of people know that they kiss the tzitzis every time they say tzitzis. And some, I think, B'Shem the Goyim, they don't want to do it because they make a call. There's like a sound when you give a kiss, and they don't want to, and that call could be a hefzik no kishma, so they don't want to do it. So what I do is, I just touch it. It's like a sign of yishak, maybe not a real yishak, but if you just, the chibra, you take the tzitzis, you touch the tzitzis, if you don't make that sound, if you're afraid to make that sound, you don't do it in Gansan, because maybe that's one answer. The Behater says, the Merzik Gazach, that when you say Risa Maisa, you should take the tzitzis and cover your, and put it by your eyes. So the Behater says, skula to protect your eyesight. And the Merzik Gazach, if a person wants to skula to protect his eyesight, he should always wear Risa Maisa, take the tzitzis and cover his eyes with it. Also another mitzvah is the mitzvah of mezuzah in Pasha Krishna. We had already Baruch Hashem, we went through a lot of studies of mezuzah. I just want to say, covered the year, I saw in Nitzig Avil on Purim, he brings down from Yosef Oymitz, that's a Yosef Chidah, Yosef Oymitz, I used to find test that there was a minig in Petzburg Domain. Petzburg Domain was I think the floor was there up there. They had not the minig that whenever it was in Ibiya, they would check the mezuzah. So the Gemara says in, right, the Gemara says in Yuma that Hidal Tani Mezuzah Yochin and Degas for Mayim Shvuah. Mezuzah, a private person, has to check every twice in 7 years. Sharam for Mayim Yevul. Sharam, you check it twice in 50 years. The Gemara doesn't say why. Why Sharam Mezuzah? Rashi says the reason. Rashi says the reason is Moedig Rashi. Rashi says Uman Hashalom. The Chol Davishu Sharam Ingat Tiyachlav Habishim Titrach Yehikol Echvim Yasech Averay. In case, because the Davos of Rabbim, let's say, Shul, I think is really part of the mezuzahs, but let's say the whole downstairs is Chayv and mezuzah. If we would say, every 3 and a half years, then let's check mezuzahs, we stop finding around. You do it. So therefore, over here it's not a problem. We have a mayor, he just walked out. We have a mayor wandering, he takes care of everything and is always shalom. But you missed it. Okay. But the mala places are the grashi, they'll be fighting. Everyone will go around fighting. You do you. Therefore, by Sharavan, they made it easier, just twice in 50 years. But the Shayofin has to do twice in 7 years. And it's a little hard to remember. I remember when we first moved in here, when the whole thing moved into development, we all moved in at the same time. After 3.5 years, somebody gave a class. 3.5 years, it's easy to remember. And after 7 years, he gave a class again, time checked the mezuzahs. But ever since then...
I heard from the Seichel, who loses the finals.
Yeah.
He told me that that's the portion that you have to do.
Yeah.
On the inside, it used to be the mezuzahs were outside, it's stolen. So
the Yisra'im says that if you do it every Ibiya is every 2-3 years. So it'll come out every 2 or 3 times in 7 years. Really, it comes a little bit more. So I made a judgment in 14 years, normally you should do it 4 times. If you do it every Ibiya, you do it 5 times in 14 years. So you do a little bit more. But the idea is you'll never forget. If you remember every Ibiya, doing the Chesh Shadda, it's Balus, the Mati Ephraim, says that you should check an elul. It's brought down another place. Mostly check an elul. It's chus for Yom Nerayim. It's chus before Hashana. But then it's like, to me, I don't think it's the biggest chus for Hashana if I did elul, if I did the Adar before. Whatever I did this year is my chus for Hashana. And the mice is a very practical thing. If a person checks his mezuzah every Ibiya, he knows he never missed doing it twice in 7 years. Okay, it's a shkar.